Minchas Chinuch Shir, it's Monday night, or Chaf Aleph El, I think. It's almost the Chaf Chaim's yard site. Wow. Chaf Yard site is Chaf Aleph. Chaf Hey is Shabbos. Yom Tfila. Shabbos Tfila is Chaf Hey. We have an ad in RBS Views. They played around with it a little. I figured they would. It's Rabbi David's son-in-law and daughter. Is one of the two heads. I know. I always deal with someone called. This is no. He's always dealing with Ahuva and someone else. So when he got Aliyah Shabbos, so I heard and gave him Misha Baron for Ahuva. I said, I know Ahuva. Yeah. Very good. Who is the graphic one?
Right.
She?
She is too. It's theirs. RBS News is theirs.
Yeah.
And she's the graphic. That
I know.
One.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. We're very pleased. Okay, so we're up to Mitzvah Yud Gimel, and the Minchas Chinuch has spent so far everything that we learned in the Minchas Chinuch is about this funny Isser that you really don't find in Kol HaTorah Kula. I think it's safe to say that the Isser is on someone else to allow what to feed, but I don't think it's to feed, to allow someone else to eat. The biggest raya is because it's called Lav Shein by Maisa. So it's not a maisa. And the Minchas Chinuch talked about, is it kol shekein that the person himself, the meshumid, is not allowed to eat, like for sure, except you're not allowed to even feed him, but he's certainly not allowed to eat. It's just the way the Kesef Mishnah said, like the Torah wouldn't waste its breath, so to speak, telling the meshumid who's not listening to Hashem exactly to do something or not to do something. But that leads you into the shayla, if it's only a mumur level disorder, where you could say that, or maybe it's a mumur lechal Shabbos, where it's not necessarily the case. Shabbos, he has a title for, he has to work on Shabbos, or he has to watch the ball game on Shabbos, I don't know what. But, so that's what we talked about last night. Then you want to know what's the Rambam's Makar. Okay, and we're up to Dalit. Right? We're up to Dalit.
Two.
We're up to Dalit. What we have is Dalit, and I don't know how to describe it to
say the words
other fellows. The Hine Dinzer Dafka Kol Zman Shelo Osa Tshuva. You have to understand these things have no paragraphs.
They're curious.
You have it?
I don't want to read from you.
Why not? You're here.
Chuba, 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 mini kolze.
Vinei dover ze, dafka, vinei din ze. Dafka kolz machala wasa chuba. Vachar chuba huk yisrael chol dover. Okay, he's not. Doesn't have the status. Also, the whole thing is weird because the Lashon HaPosuk is Ben Nechar, which usually means a non-Jew, and here it means Nisnakru Masa Lovidu Shemayim. Okay, and look upon him.
Wondering what's it in. Someone becomes a Mishumad Mamish, like a different religion.
Yeah.
And then they do tshuva, they call now just a Jew called the bar, they have to like reconvert.
Chasu Shalom.
No.
Jew called the bar. Vinei din zed dafka calls man shalom osa tshuva, lacha tshuva kishol choldover. Dafka mosa tshuva, kodem asiyas ha-pesach. That isn't really interesting. Avalim hoya mumer b'shas asiyas ha-pesach. I guess he was a monoi. I guess they made him a money. I don't know. Maybe he can't even become a money if he's not allowed to eat it.
That's against the right now.
Oh. We called him Achila also Tshuva, and he did Tshuva before they gave out the portions, before the night. Right? It's a different mitzvah. What mitzvah is eating the Korban Pesach, Yeshua?
That's one of the mitzvahs in the book there.
Yes. What mitzvah is shechting and what mitzvah is eating?
Well, shechting is probably five, so eating must be six.
Okay. Efshe de'eno b'lava zeh. So maybe he can't. Maybe he's not in this lab because right now he's not a ben nechar. So he's eating the korban pesach and he's not a ben nechar. Ach mikomokom osu lechol. It rather would be also for him to eat the lomono atzmo la carbon pesach. Because, and I would say, even if he did, I would tend to think that the minu is not even chal, because he's not allowed to eat. So he's certainly ushered him to eat it, but he's not even allowed to ben nechor, because he did shuva before he ate it. V'ayin pirkin, v'arambam, v'ayin. Vayim bepirkin, v'harambam nired l'shlo l'muyi l'barak ba'asei, v'ken eno b'lav zeh, v'afilu l'raivicham d'oiver b'lav d'toysham l'soker. That's interesting. We're going to have another strange phrasing in a puzzle. One was kol b'necha v'yol chalbol, that's the love we're learning now. The reason it's strange, because b'necha does not mean a goy, it means a mishumid or a mumer. And lo yochal bo means it's taken to mean that we shouldn't feed him or allow him to eat. Doesn't literally mean allow that he can't eat. The next pasuk says tosha the socher lo yochal bo. Now who the heck is a tosha and who the heck is a socher? What is that word? Usually it means something very innocuous. Well, tosha would mean a guy that was mekabel zayin mitzvos b'nei Noah would be called tosha. Socher means a worker. What in the world? So we're going to see in the next mitzvah the interpretation of Tosha v'socher lo yochal bo. Rak upon him, according to the Ravid, if he eats shalol lemnuyav, this is going to be hard to remember until we learn the next lot. But according to the Ravid, if you eat the Pesach shalol lemnuyav and you weren't a monui, you're over the lav of Tosha v'socher. And we'll have to wait till we learn that. Hopefully he'll bring down the Ravid and we'll see the connection.
According to the Rambam,
eating shalom lemuyav is an asay. The Talmud called me an oyver b'lav zeh, but you're not oyver kol b'necher. You did tshuva before the eating, so you ate shalom lemuyav, and you have to carry the consequences of whatever that is. Maybe it's an asay, maybe it's a lav, but it's not the lav of b'necher, because you did tshuva before you ate. Oh, let's not forget that. The person that enabled the shalom lemuyav to eat, maybe he's able to either. He's not over a lav. He's not over his lav. Rako echo ba'atzmo. Came near it. The most of Shuba koi the machil of the end of a lav zeh. Don't worry about it. Not this lav. He has other things to worry about, but not this. V'hinei. And shachtu v'zorku alav. I thought he's not a monoi. How can he be part of the sheni? You don't have to be a monoi to be part of the sheni.
No, we had.
The guy yes on the bottom. Divi Rabbeinu Tzarchion she'af emeinu muzor b'lav de manechor mikomu komeinu monoi ala pesach. Who are the elf? So why shouldn't he have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Yeah, no, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, that you put him in Pesach Sheni, it's a Pella, the guy on the bottom says, it's a Pella.
Didn't we say if a kid turns 13 between the celebration of Pesach Sheni?
I'm a mitzvah, yes.
Yeah, right. And he was with Manui on the first time, even though he wasn't really a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with Pesach.
Right.
Oh, so over here, he's also
beautiful
not Manui.
No, there he was Manui.
There he was. Really, because not really.
No, not really. He's Manui and he's Manui.
But he wasn't Chayav. He wasn't at
all. Chayav, but you could be Manui without being Chayav. Here he's not Manui. And if he is Manui, the Manui is Poka. Right?
Because he's
not allowed to eat. He's a Benecher. So it's very Tzarechian and Chaschinuch. I don't know. Maybe they talk about it. Neidem Bua B'Torah D'Makev Vasiya Rakvara B'Kami V'Nir Kofka. I don't get that. I ain't a Rabbi Lokan. Komech Mencha. Who's that? Who said that? Why do they keep throwing in these things? Hey, which we have is hey. V'mina asmo ala pesach if he was monoi, dino kedin tamei v'oro, that will mamana themselves on a carbon pesach, which is v'gamim nishchat olav o al hechsher o al hakosher v'olav o chavrei. O al hakosher v'olav, dino kedin shachol arelim o lemulim do arelim, that the pesach is. Well, if you shech just by Arelim, the Pesach is puzzled. Because the money of the Arelim and the Tmeim don't count. The money of people who are not allowed to eat it is puck of the money. It's meaningless. If I am talking about some halav of Mitbeid in Yeshach to the Mulin, Al Menashe Yiskapru Bo Arelim, B'chol Asuyi Mithalpul Shom, B'shas, B'shim B'chol Oro, Kula Oro L'Poslo, B'loi Mitzvus Oro, B'shim Zol, Zayim Barichu, B'chinami Nirulim Yim B'nechor, by Parshas of Gam Ken Zos, Ayn Rambam, Dinamelu, Vanyonam Amukim, Ein Kamakomom, Vayn Toys of Sokham, Dach Chalkes Mekbeid, Yvonne Kaloro, Chalk of Maral, Yvonne Kol, Yvonne Ferak Oro, Ach Eni Lome, Koeis, Beiyun, Yishma Chocham, Yosef Od, which we are not doing. Because we're not learning the subject. We are learning Nechaz Chim. Was Rimashik Osavnu Baoz Gimel. The Avla Shitas Rambam that it's Ma'achil, Bikomuko Muzer Ha'ochel Gamkein. He raised that possibility. Here he sounds like he's deciding that indeed it's an Isser for the Ochel to eat it as well. Rakta Ein Shayach Azhara Olav. The Torah wouldn't have written a Torah special for him because he's not listening to the Torah. I will be called a Muslim commercial Kasamlu, but he's a Jew. So Lamaisa, the Isser is chal on him. Nira Gamkein to Usser Mahano Leben Nechor. The Rambam Perikas Mimachalas Asuras.
What does that mean?
It's not just an Isser Achilas, it's an Isser Ano too. You can't use it to protect yourself from the rain. You can't sell it. I don't know, whatever Hanoi you would have from it. Yeah, for the from this carbon pesach that he's not allowed to eat. Again, looking around him is other people are not allowed to feed him or enable him to eat. The Rambam himself holds him in Chaschinuch said in the Shittas Rambam that he holds that Koshkin certainly it would include that he's not allowed to eat. And now he's saying, ooh, Chasubano also. Why? The Rambam Perekhez Menacholos Asuras Halacha Tezvav Pasa Karevi Yavohu the Chomok Mishanem Oloi Toichal Oso Gambano. Well, and here it says, Oyoichal. B'nav Kamino L'vimashik Asavnu V'yel L'shita Tatoizot Ovekamad Afidbezim Edbez Okay, I do remember something like that. Lo, mi boy, the Misha Gam came a Chaburim, came with the Bachila Loy, the Loy Law, who come came home and had your Vadim because that's a Zakh of Am, Aisha, and of the Chabura, we come a Kapana Mutter Bahano. So Shalom, the New York is Mutter Bahano. Because the Rambam holds there's no law not to eat, according to Pesach, so there's no Lo Tocha. So if you're Lo, the New York, it's Mutter Bahano. Came by the Mekudesh, that was so much as a lock of Mekudesh,
which is
Mekudesh,
which case, I'm sorry.
What?
You came by the Mekudesh, in which case?
If you're in Shaloy Lemnuyev, and you took a piece of a slab of meat, right, of the Kombezer, and you gave it to an Isha, so she's not Mekudesh, because not Mekudesh. No, it's also by no. I'm sorry. to him it says loisoichal, so to him it's also ma'anah. So to him he's not allowed to be mekadosh an isha with it. Love like he was mekadosh b'suri anah. Love to isha mutter. Maybe for the sahar it's mutter. What happens if it's moment to her and not moment to him? The Ben Nechar would be also Bano also.
So, it's Mutter Hanat of Earth, she could get married?
What?
Because Mutter Hanat of Earth, she could get married? In the end, the Nachum means that she could get married or she couldn't get married with this?
It's Mutter Hanat, she could.
She could, even though it's Mutter Hanat.
Why isn't it?
He's a Mumar.
Oh, you know what? When it's Mutter Hanat to him, so that's what he did. That's totally in the Mishmah now. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's also about not him and not also about not all. The Kaddish with it. Okay, we have to stop here. What?